With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Healthcare, emergency response, educational, and civic leaders gathered at Rhinelander City Hall Monday. They started an informal task force to respond to the coronavirus threat in the area. YMCA of the Northwood CEO Ryan Zietlow organized the gathering. He's especially concerned about community child care needs with school canceled statewide.
Child care is strained in the Northwoods already, especially looking at our early learning centers for those youngest children that we're serving. Really, the school closures expedited the process when it comes to school-age kids and really threw a child care environment into even greater crisis about how do we serve those kids and still keep critical services in our community open.
Zietlow and others see options for temporarily increasing child care. Rhinelander Mayor Chris Fredrickson plans to help start a repository for local information about the virus and resources.
One of the things that I've learned as mayor is correct information and getting it out at the correct time is highly important. And then giving people a sense of overall general well-being comes from having the correct information at the correct time.
That information repository will be developed on the Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce website. Aside from child care operations, the YMCA of the Northwoods will close all operations today. In a press release, CEO Ryan Zietlow cited government rules, school closures, and demand on medical professionals in making the call. Instead, Zietlow wrote the organization will focus its efforts on child care and to support medical staff in the community. The director of the Vilas County Aging and Disability Resource Center said she was torn all weekend about closing her senior meal sites across the county. On one hand, the meals serve as an important nutritional and social resource for the elderly, but the gatherings could also be dangerous as COVID-19 spreads. Ben Meyer has more.
Vilas County will close its in-person senior meal services starting Thursday. It'll keep up its home delivery program, ADRC Director Sue Richmond said Monday. She called it a difficult choice, but one based on the best interests of seniors in the area.
The safety of our senior population in Vilas County is one of our top priorities in Vilas County, and we've been working really closely with our public health department, basically in constant contact with them to keep up on the evolving situation around COVID-19.
Price County and Forest County served their last in-person meals on Monday. Forest County Aging Director Tammy Queen said her county's meals will be available only for carryout or home delivery.
They really depend on these meals to make ends meet because they may not get meals every day. And for certain people, we deliver more than one meal a day. We deliver sometimes 2 to 3 meals a day just to help supplement their needs.
While suspending in-person meals may slow the transmission of viruses, it means seniors aren't getting needed socialization. As of Monday, Oneida County said it's not making any changes to its senior meal program. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.
The Rhinelander District Library will be closed until further notice. An announcement released by the library says the safety of patrons and employees is a priority, so the library board decided to close the library until further notice effective today. The library will be evaluating what limited services it may offer, if any, at its physical address. Please do not return materials at the library at this time. The drop boxes are closed. All materials checked out will have due dates extended. Fines will be forgiven for items due during this time. Library cards have also been extended. Until further notice, the Sheriff's Office lobby will not be open to the public at the Oneida County Sheriff's Department. And there will no longer be video visitation in the front lobby vestibule. In a press release, officials say people in need of assistance can call 715-361-5100. Visitation of inmates will still be available with the use of a personal computer at inmatecanteen.com. Also, the lobby kiosk will not be available. Due to the COVID-19 outbreak, Associated Bank is closing its lobby hours beginning today. In a release to customers, Associated said it will be closing the bank's lobbies beginning today and reopen on April 13th, hopefully. The bank will still offer drive-up service. A short high-speed chase in Minocqua early Sunday has resulted in an arrest for fifth offense DUI. Ken Kroll reports.
Minocqua Police Chief David Yeager reports Eric S. Negri of Minocqua was taken into custody. Shortly after 3 a.m. Sunday, police attempted a traffic stop after a pickup truck allegedly did not have its headlights on. Following a short pursuit, the vehicle failed to turn left onto Highway 70 from U.S. 51 and crashed. Officers took Negri into custody without incident. He faces multiple charges, including alleged possession of illegal drugs, fifth offense DUI, bail jumping, and multiple traffic offenses. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
The former town clerk for Long Lake in Florence County has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for stealing more than $210,000. That figure is more than five times the original amount 39-year-old Megan Wilder had been accused of taking. Investigators say Wilder used town credit cards for her personal use, including two truck payments, clothes for her kids, craft supplies, and other items. Our forecast today, sunny and a high near 36. For tonight, isolated snow showers towards morning, increasing clouds with a low around 23. Tomorrow, scattered snow showers in the morning, transitioning to rain in the afternoon, cloudy and a high near 38. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.